Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is WWE facing a major WrestleMania main event dilemma?
Has another huge WrestleMania match been revealed?
WWE are reportedly happy with several Royal Rumble performances.
And WWE worked everyone in the company with this Royal Rumble return. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
A lot of WrestleMania, a lot of Royal Rumble today.
I love it.
All ties in together, doesn't it? This is the busiest kind of
season
of the year. Let's kick things off by talking about the main event at WrestleMania. So Cody Rhodes won the Men's Royal Rumble. You'd think that he would then go into the spotlight and challenge Roman Reigns for the undisputed Universal Intergalactic Supercalifragilistic Hugh Barney McGrew world title at WrestleMania 39. But the thing with that question is that, yes, he won the Royal Rumble. Yes, it was a nice comeback. Yes, he's very popular, very good, and very excellent. Over here is Sami Zayn,
yes,
who's the hottest guy in the company. I think that steel chair pop broke the microphones for a second, it sounded like.
Yes.
Watching it was, like, so thunderous. The levels, like, peaked and it couldn't really handle
days.
It. It was crazy. But onto the story here. Dave Meltzer was talking about this on Wrestling Observer Radio, and he noted that as of last week, Wednesday or Thursday, there were no plans on booking Roman versus Sami at WrestleMania. Now, he noted that this could change depending on crowd reactions, but that was the case at the time of reporting. And he added that if WWE were going to change direction and maybe do Sami somehow, add him or whatever, they would likely do so before tonight's episode of Raw. So I don't think it necessarily would be... Okay, also, we should note as well that on the Daily Update column that's on Wrestling Observer slash Figure 4 Online, Dave noted that Sami versus Roman is pretty much locked in for Elimination Chamber, which is in like 3 weeks. It's not long away at all. So I don't necessarily think it would be a case of pulling Cody Rhodes out of the main event.
No.
I think that it would probably be... If you wanted to have your cake and eat it, you would probably do them one night after each other, maybe, if there's a way to do that without devaluing one of the matches. Or maybe make it a triple threat. But again, does that then devalue the Royal Rumble? I think it's an interesting conversation, and we actually have a Twitter question after this. I think it's a good dilemma, not a bad dilemma, and I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah, what's the football phrase? A selection headache for the manager. we often use football cliches on here. Yeah, like you say, we'll talk a little bit more about it when we get to the Twitter questions. Yeah, it's a nice problem to have to heading towards WrestleMania. We've got too many people who could main event.
Think of the contrast between that and previous
like
eras and stuff. It's,
I'm just glad it's not my decision to be made,
me
to be
too.
Honest, right now.
Fantasy booking is fun, though.
Yeah, but we'll circle back to it, as you said, in the Twitter questions shortly. But continuing the chat about WrestleMania, potentially another huge match has been revealed by Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso, who writes that we could well be seeing Becky Lynch versus Bayley at WrestleMania. This following on, of course, with what happened at the Rumble, where Lynch eliminated two-thirds of Damage Katarl, and then Bayley chucked her out, continuing their feud. They were obviously meant to have that steel cage match on Raw 30. That didn't happen. I think a lot of us, myself included, assumed, well, they'll probably just do that, maybe not necessarily tonight, but going forward and wrap this thing up so we can move on to what people had anticipated was going to happen, which was, of course, Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. That appears now to be off. Rousey's obviously off television, having dropped the title, the SmackDown Women's Championship, to Charlotte Flair at the end of the year. Question marks over Ronda Rousey's involvement at WrestleMania off the back of this, Andy.
Yeah, because her versus Becky was rumoured for so long, but then that was reported to be off the table as of a couple of months ago. Now she's off TV after losing the belt to Charlotte Flair, of course. So it's good to hear about Becky versus Bayley being earmarked for WrestleMania, because that's a big name programme.
Yes.
Out with the major title scenes. So if you build it up, like if I'm laying it out, I'm probably doing that. I'm doing Bianca versus Rhea for one of the belts.
Yeah.
And I'm doing Charlotte versus Asuka, who looked awesome in the Royal Rumble, for the other one. And then I'd maybe book something else as well. And then you could have a tag team title match and all. And more if you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Ronda, I have no idea. I have no idea. At this stage, I don't know how this is going to land, but I would be kind of... I don't think she needs to be on the card. Like, she's not been great since she came back. And look, I'm a Ronda Rousey fan in terms of her performances. I loved her first run. I actually liked the Raquel match as well at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But I don't think she needs to be on there anymore. Like, her star power is nowhere near what it was. She doesn't really move the needle as much anymore. The performances haven't quite been there. This comeback run hasn't been particularly good.
No.
Does she need to be on the card? I don't think so.
Imagine if you'd told yourself a year ago when she'd just come back and won the Rumble and was headed to WrestleMania. Yes, that was, you know, controversial, but we all thought, right, she's back.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to win the title and you know, one of the best rookie years ever, of course. You sat here going, at best, a women's tag team title match.
Her and Shayna.
And it'll be Shayna carrying it, because like you say, Ronda's return, she's not, she's had glimpses of stuff, but that's with the likes of Charlotte Flair. I could have glimpses of stuff with Charlotte Flair. Not even, like you say, the star power stuff. Does she merit a spot on the WrestleMania?
I don't think
card?
So. Not currently. I'd love for her to turn it around.
Like, absolutely, yeah.
When Ronda's cooking, like, she's such a spectacle to watch. Like, she had a good match with Nia Jax, for God's sake. There's not many people who can say that.
So happy she's back.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, Becky Bayley is good. So there
yes,
you go.
Looking forward good to point. That. Although, yeah, I don't need to see any more of them really wrestling on television much in the build-up to that. Because there's a chance WWE has a history of just, here's a match, here's a match, here's a match. Now there's the match in the pay-per-view.
Seven in a row. Right, let's talk about the Royal Rumble, WWE's reaction to it from WrestleVotes here. Yeah, they're pretty happy. I'll just read the report. Source says, WWE are happy with how both Rumble matches turned out. Gunther's performance in particular, along with Logan Paul and the Ricochet spot, better than imagined, they said, for that spot. The Bloodline angle stole the show as expected, which is exactly why it was last. So no great surprises there, but it's nice to hear confirmation. Gunther obviously went bell to bell, longest individual run in Rumble history, got the record, 5 eliminations, finished second. Great guy to have all the way through it. Shows that they actually see a lot in this bloke, as they should, because he's wonderful. The Logan Paul Ricochet spot, I thought, was simultaneously the dumbest, stupid, stupidest, most nonsensical piece of crap I've ever seen, and the best thing I've ever seen. It didn't make any sense,
no.
Right? If you sit there and you pull it apart, they looked at each other and went, are we just going to kill each other? Yeah, let's do it. Splat. Like, neither of them was...
Great.
It was notes. It was so dumb. It was awesome. The Bloodline angle was obviously great.
Oh.
You don't hear pops like that very often at all. And yeah, so like, I'm not surprised that they weren't happy with these good things.
Yeah, exactly. They're quite right to be chuffed with what went down at the Rumble, in my opinion. Like you say, Gunther, I think it's safe to say at least on Saturday night, Triple H was still in charge of booking, because Gunther would not have done that under Vince McMahon, in my opinion. We were talking about this on the stream, about his last premium live event appearance at Survivor Series, where he got outshot by Drew McIntyre and I believe was the first person eliminated.
He didn't have a great run.
No. But, yeah, Logan Paul is incredible.
A silly sausage of a man.
Everyone despises him, but at the same time, they're like, aye, fair play.
They probably should. I mean, he's just scammed a lot
good
of
point.
People.
I did think when he came out, oh, you're expecting to get cheers?
Brother, that's not going to fly. Him and Seth will be really good at WrestleMania.
Exactly. A potential for a great rating on that, considering what he did with Roman Reigns, obviously. And yeah, from a subjective point of view, I really like the fact that the Rumble, for the most part, didn't have loads of old guys and gals in there making the young talent look bad. You know, the people who popped in there, and we'll get to it with the Twitter questions, you know, people like Roxanne Perez, and I thought Zoe Stark was great in there as well. and just showcasing the depth of talent that they've got was far better. You know, and Booker T's appearance was nice, but he didn't outstay his welcome.
I would have liked some more surprises. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Like, Booker was fun. Like, don't get, like, that's how you use people pull. You come in, do a couple of moves, do your spinneroonie, and then get out. I would have liked a couple more. I think, like, the men's one, it started awesome.
Yes.
But then you got beyond the Brock stuff, and it was like, okay, sludge. Like, it's a bit paint by numbers until you got to Edge and Dom, and then it slowed down a bit, and then it heated up towards the end. Throw a couple of fun things in there. Like, just, like, put someone in there for a minute. I'd rather have a minute of something fun than, like, 10 minutes of someone being normal.
Yeah.
Like, the women's match in particular, like, in between, like, the bigger moments, it got a bit rough at points. The Michelle McCool stuff was fun.
Yeah.
Like, she just had some Uggs and she was like, okay.
Weirdest Rumble entrance ever, in my opinion. How can you not know you're in a Royal Rumble? Yeah.
It's exactly.
Not. There's being a surprise to everyone else, but going, oh, me!
I can't think, like, it's the exact same as the Logan Paul Ricochet thing for me, and that is completely illogical, and I still liked it.
I said this on the stream. Michelle McCool is not a WWE legend in there.
Sure.
Because she just gets in and you're like, oh, cool, she's just back being part of the furniture there. She can just wrestle the week in, week in. She's so good. I really enjoyed NXT stars popping in there, and we'll talk a little bit about it in the Twitter questions.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, but speaking of Royal Rumble surprises, woo-hoo! Andy Murray, the show opened, of course, with the return of Pat McAfee. Huge Pat, told Corey gets sick it, and then he nearly fell off his chair. It was the perfect return for Pat McAfee. But PW Insider's Mike Johnson reported that WWE kind of worked everyone with this return, keeping his return close to the vest, in the words of Mike Johnson. The production crew didn't get told about it until they presumably were just told, press that button, which will play his entrance music. And that scramble you saw where they were like, what are you doing? Get your chair. Are you doing commentary? Yeah, just get him a chair, get him a headset. Production were like, whoa, okay, three people booth. Because, yeah, Cole and Corey Graves assumed and were ready to work the entire Royal Rumble premium live event. Just the two of them, which I love because it means that's a genuine reaction from Michael Cole of, hey, he's back!
Oh, it was funny when Michael Cole buried Top Dollar for no reason.
Is that going to happen at WrestleMania?
He had a fun night, Michael Cole, didn't he? He had a good time
good for him.
On Saturday night. I think it's really awesome that you can work so many of your staff like this for a moment that, like, it was literally the first set piece of the entire show, and it's quite elaborate, obviously, like a big comeback. Think of all the moving parts in this, get the music cued, get this, get that. It's really impressive when you can work the majority of people who are even privy to these things. I think my opinions on Pat McAfee's commentary are not popular, so I will keep them to myself,
okay.
However. I think he's... Okay.
And maybe that, you know, surprise through the production crew, hence why, I suppose about 3 hours later, They forgot to do the countdown for the number 30 entrance in the Women's Royal Rumble, which made it even better.
That was quite funny. It's like, I wouldn't normally laugh at that kind of thing, but because it was Nia Jax.
Exactly. It's just perfect. It's like, what?
What?
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions.
What was she number 30?
At What Culture WWE, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Sam, but we've had so many of these, so thank you to everyone who sent them over.
Yes.
No surprise regarding what on earth happens with Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes and the world titles. WWE's creative team is in a bit of a dilemma as Sami Zayn is now more over than Cody Rhodes, so it begs the question, who faces Roman at WrestleMania? How are you booking it, Andy?
I don't think there's a good answer to this, right? Because Sami is outrageously over. The Bloodline storyline, obviously, is the most connected main event storyline in terms of like connection with the fans. It's the greatest thing they've done in ages and ages. It speaks for itself. The noise speaks for itself. The Cody Rumble thing was good, and it resonated well. And he had a fun closing match with Gunther.
Oh,
I think they have some really risky times ahead with this stuff. So I always thought the long-term blow-off to this was going to be Kevin and Sami winning the tag team titles from the Usos at WrestleMania, which I still think is probably what they're going to do. We've reached a stage where Sami has become so just incredibly over that that almost feels like a comeback.
Yeah, it's not enough.
But the problem is, if you put Sami Zayn in the main event title program, if you put him in the world title program, suddenly you have to find something new for the Usos. Suddenly you have to find something new for Cody Rhodes. Suddenly you have to find something new for Kevin Owens. You are disrupting a lot of stuff, and these might be plans that have been made for a long, long time. I think there are no good solutions. I think all of them have drawbacks. I think that the only possible way you could do this would be to put Sami versus Roman on night one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins that, whatever. Night two, Sami and Kevin versus the Usos for the belts. Night two, also, Cody versus the winner of Sami versus Roman.
Okay.
But the problem with that is then you have Sami double dutying. And it also undervalues Cody a little bit because he's facing someone who's wrestled the night before. There's no good solution to this, but I am really excited to see what they try and do to maintain the overness of Cody Rhodes in particular through all of this.
Like you say, it's an incredible... I'm glad it's not me booking this, but I do have a solution for you, Andy, and it is relatively straightforward.
The Rock.
Very close. Nia Jax joins the Bloodline, shoot punches Sami Zayn, and he misses WrestleMania. What's the problem? No.
I don't see any problems with that.
You're right. You can't have a tag team title match. I'm sorry. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos does not work anymore. Yeah. That may well have been the plan right up until the show went off the air. Plans change, brother. You've got to change it now. And I think the solution I'd lean towards, again, it's not perfect, and I'm sure people can pick holes in this, and I don't know what you do with Kevin Owens and the Usos, but I wouldn't waste what you've got with Jey Uso either right now.
Mm.
You've got to have some convoluted way, and whether it involves the Elimination Chamber or whatever, I'd have Cody Rhodes say, I won the Rumble, and he's going to have to be very careful with the way they word this, so maybe it's good that they've once heavily script everything. He wants the WWE Championship. He doesn't want the Universal Championship. And therefore, you do the Chamber. And maybe you don't have Roman in it, but you have... Well, I suppose you could have Jay in there as well, because that's interesting in terms of... But you have Sammy, you have KO in there, you have Solo Sikoa and Jimmy. And maybe you make that a number one contender.
Why not?
There you go. A number one contenders match for the Universal Championship. Again, it's not perfect, and I also really think that Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair could well be a main event of WrestleMania. But again, a good problem to have heading towards the show of shows.
Yeah, people will like see hear these conversations and go, oh, they're burying it. No, we think it's good, man. Yeah. Like, it's good that they have so many options.
I'm invested to see what they do with it. But again, I thought it'd be sorted because, you know, Cody sells out the merch stand, gets a huge pep. No one really talks about the fact that Sammy's not in the Rumble.
Yeah.
He wins to this great ovation after that great little mini match with Gunther in there. And I thought it was all sorted. And then...
But then you get to the angle and it's even better. Yeah. It's like, oh, no.
And how does Cody make it still look smart by saying, I don't want both belts.
Yeah.
What? Why wouldn't you want both belts if they've been unified? But
let us know what you would do in the comment section below, because I think this is going to... It's going to define a lot over the coming months.
Yeah, and we'll circle back to it for the end finally, actually, as well. But first, Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Aussie Dead, says, after her Rumble appearance, how soon would you believe we may see Roxanne on Raw or SmackDown? Roxanne Perez, of course, NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah, I would hope very soon, because she outclassed a lot of people, and she's like 22 or something. She was one of the best, from a pure wrestling standpoint, in terms of holding it together, because the matches are really difficult with so many different people in them. She looked incredible. She looked great. Yeah, I know she's the NXT woman. I would call her up tomorrow, man. Yeah. Why the hell not? Or like work some kind of program heading to Stand and Deliver at WrestleMania weekend where she loses the belt or whatever and then bring her up. I would do it really soon. I don't see any reason to hold off at all. I think that she comes off extremely well. She's a really good wrestler, obviously. She would immediately be one of the better pure wrestlers in the division. She has the odd moment here and there, but you pick things up as you go along. And also, like, the times when she's had, like, minor slips or whatever on TV, she kind of works them into her character really well because she's, like, the baby face with fire and spirit and all that. The sooner you can get her away from the frankly terrible storytelling on NXT 2. whatever we're on now, the worst weekly wrestling, my least favorite, I shouldn't say worst, my least favorite weekly wrestling show of all time, the better I am.
Yeah, I put Roxanne Perez up tomorrow, you're right. Yeah, she's not going to drop the title to Toxic Attraction at Vengeance Day this Saturday. What? Yeah, this Saturday.
What?
You know,
you think
4th of February, you think Vengeance Day, obviously. So I wouldn't have it drop it there. Drop it Stand and Deliver to Tiffany Stratton if you want to do something like that. Because one of the best characters on television. And, bring her up. And also, then you've got a ready-made pathway in, let's say, 6 months to bring Cora Jade up to the main roster because they can feud again and they work really
best
well together.
Friends. They were best friends for 28 days.
And
that's how good the storytelling is on this show.
Yeah, exactly. And, like you say, she's just a natural. She's one of the most pure baby faces I've seen for quite some, since Bailey, obviously.
She's fantastic, yeah.
So, yeah, best luck to her. And, shout out again to Zoe Stark and to Indy Hartwell, who were great in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Final question today. I've teased you about this, but you don't know about it. So it comes from Aaron.
Okay.
Who writes, with the reappearance of Asuka's dark personality, do you think we may get a Kana versus Lily match at WrestleMania?
Imagine. Lily has winked before, of course, so we know she's a real person.
And that's removed Doudrop's personality and finally allowed her to become Piper Niven.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank Christ for that, by the way.
Soul. I was very happy to see Piper back to being Piper. She looked good in the Rumble as well. She's a really good wrestler.
She
doesn't always get the credit she deserves, I feel. Lily
versus...
No, brother.
No. You called it. Have a fight, Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, I think the key with nailing this new Asuka is to keep her away from the supernatural bull shit. Keep her away from that rubbish. I don't want her teleporting and
you don't want a Mountain Dew pitch black match between her and Charlotte Flair.
Absolutely, hell no. I think that. The aesthetic is quite wild, the murder clown, all that stuff, but the key to nailing it is to just make her a dangerous wrestler who has a cool aesthetic and not some spooky bollocks. I would have her just destroy Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, to be honest. I love this.
Oh, he's not going to destroy Charlotte Flair's babyface aura. What are you going to do?
I love this new deal. Like, I love the mask. Like, I love the way she came out, and she's like she's the kinesis of Asuka, because she's very animated with the still mask. What a contrast that was. And then, I like the new music. I know a lot of people were like, why did you change it? Yes, the original version was amazing, but this new version, it's just a different flavor, and I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
The face paint was awesome. Oh. The vibes, the gear. I thought she looked great. Give her the belt and beat everybody.
Yeah. Do what you should have done when she first won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble and have a go over Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Like you say, Charlotte Flair as a babyface doesn't really work, but you can kind of have both of them be, one of them be weird and one of them be, I'm the best.
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair's the best is just, I'm the champ. What are you going to do about it?
And she's going to bring that back.
Yeah, bring Otto back. It's the best gimmick she's had. And I just love people getting misted, Andy. I'm a simple man. And I enjoy people getting misted. And she's quite talented, Asuka. So, yeah, put a belt back on her.
There you go. Maybe she should beat the great Muta.
You've got to save Lily for her. Lily for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah. She can feud with Uncle Howdy. What an elbow drop. What an elbow drop by the big man. Who knew that Uncle Howdy had that in his locker, brother? Tremendous.
I have no idea what's going on with that character right now.
I thought he was going to do a shooting star press. Imagine. Wee! Keeps his hat on somehow. Jeff Hardy.
See, there's Shane or Jeff in it behind that mask now. That's
I tell you what, for years and years and years, people have debated who the best Hardy is. Matt or Jeff, Matt or Jeff, Matt or Jeff. No, it's the country guy.
Howdy Hardy.
What was that? What was that music performance? It's not my genre, but oh boy. Bless him. He's rich, so who cares? But
yeah. Not what we needed at 4:30 a.m. though here should've in the UK.
I was sitting there.
Bastards complaining, oh, I've got to stay up late and watch the Aussie show or the Saudi show. Try being here in the UK. 4:30 in the morning, they go, Tamsin Hardy.
I was so furious because, like, I'm quite spoken out against, like, the video. Like, I don't think we need those on pay-per-view, the long video packages and stuff. But I get why they're there. But after the women's match, they blew to this Braun Strowman vignette. And I was like, what relevance does this have to the main event? And then Hardy was on, and I was like, oh, boy. I get that they've got to fill time on Peacock, but it's still a ball.
I don't know what the guys in America saw, but I did feel like it was kind of rubbing salt into the wound on one of the big breaks. That they aired an advert for Cricket Wireless where Kofi was like, whoa, I'm dead and I'm pancakes and look at me avoiding elimination. Oh.
After
I hope he's all right. It looked like he hit his head on the table, so we do hope he's okay.
That's 2 years in a row.
Just keep it in simple, WWE. What are you trying to do to the poor lad?
2 years in a row, he's eating dirt on his on his spot. Maybe that should be the new thing. Obviously, without him hurting himself. Yeah. But maybe that should be the new thing. Like, he tries stuff and it doesn't work.
Andy, I booked it perfectly on our WrestleMania preview podcast. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Not even WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, of course. Have him get knocked off. Xavier Woods is on the outside. He lands on the trombone. And he walks along it to get back in the ring.
How could that be?
Simple. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Keep it simple. And finally, sign that says Tribal Queef.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention in case you somehow missed it. Tribal Queef. It's funny.
If you don't like
that. We waffled on a bit today. I thought I'd keep it simple.
Tribal Queef.
Tribal Queef. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that. Or whatever. In the comment section below.
Fell off my seat, man.
Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcast. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 6 Golden Hoop.
I'm so excited for tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.